It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts,
entertainment
food, topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Welcome to this edition of the BTS Mix. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, and sorry we've been away for a couple of weeks. Spencer and I have both had, I guess you could say, disasters of our own rights that have prevented us from doing the show. But we're back, and couldn't be happier to be back.
That's right, but we can't tell the joke or do the joke where it says, hey, still got a job. Yeah, actually, my house flooded, and that was one of those times when you wake up at 2:30 in the morning, you step off your bed, and you hear slosh because your carpet's soaked. And wow, that was a real wake me up. I got a faster wake me up from that than a coffee enema.
Yeah, and coffee enemas are pretty potent, so I can only imagine stepping into a couple inches of standing water when you get out of bed.
Yeah, so if it sounds a little echoey in here, hello, I'm in a concrete enclosure. Actually, there's no carpet in here, so the soundproofing in my studio is gone because everything was soaked. Fortunately, we had some guys come over, and I mean, they were here at 3 o'clock, 30 minutes after we called them, in the morning now, and we're sucking out the water, and oh my gosh, though, what a mess. So anyway, that's what I've been dealing with, but it's good to be back. Oh, I miss everybody.
Yeah, I know it. I was like, man, it's been way too long since we've done this show, so it's definitely a big old pleasure to be back.
All right, so we won't waste any more time commiserating. Instead, let's start the BTS Mix Show. Number 47.
Help! Help! It's happening! The attack is on! Send help! The leprechaun is attacking!
I suppose that this is an age-old question of the first post that we have here. And it's certainly, you know, I think affected people throughout the ages and in certain cultures and in certain societies. And this comes in from Solomon Kane in the Relationships Forum, one of the forums that we are akin to travel to from time to time. And Solomon Kane asks, why is it that we men like boobs so much? Well, they're vividly stimulating, they're soft, they're warm, and they give milk, they're fat tissue. I don't have them. I'm hardwired to like them, better for surviving. I know she can produce milk for my kids. Not to be sexist, but what are your thoughts? I know women like them or else they wouldn't get boob jobs. What do you think, Spencer? Why do you think it is that we men like boobs so much?
I think he hit it right on the head. We are hardwired to like boobs. We love the feminine form. We love a shapely woman. And there's something back in the back of our little minds that go, ooh, this is going to be fun. Yeah, well, I mean, that's part of it, yeah. I like what Interested Always said. Maybe just because you live in the mother-son/Milky Way galaxy. Yeah, Milky Way.
A little double entendre.
I like, how do you say this one? MPRIEBE81. Of course, you know, has the more childish type description. They're jiggly and squishy, and I'm compelled to lick them. Simple as that.
Jeez. Well, you know, you got to wonder what the psychology behind boobs are. I mean, at the end of the day, they are, aside from some larger overweight gentlemen, but they are the distinguishing characteristic of the female species, and it certainly is something that makes them unique, what makes them feminine, of course. Physically, I'm not talking, you know, I won't even get into, you know, personality or anything else like that. But, you know, it certainly is interesting, and the psychology behind it and why men are so, I think, innately attracted to them, it certainly poses that whole, you know, the Freudian argument, I guess, of that we are, you know, just attracted to our mothers, I guess. And then that's a whole other.
Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. That's not what I think of when I think of boobies. You know, it's kind of like what Ashley D posted. She says, you know, it's the same reason women are attracted to broad shoulders, a strong chest, and a V-shaped torso. It's what each one of us as a sex finds attractive in the other one and what it means for the family. And it's interesting. Even in the Song of Solomon, it says, you know, it's okay. Your wife's boobs are great. Enjoy them. It actually says that. I just wanted to share that with
you. And it is greatly appreciated.
It's biblical, man. Those are biblical boobs. So there you go. And if you'd like to post or see what else someone has posted, this is in the Relationships Forum. Why is it that we men like boobs so much?
And staying in the Relationships Forum, I came across this post by Herman, says, am I just being stupid or would you be irritated too? And Herman writes, okay, let me preface this by saying I in no way distrust my girlfriend. I know that she's not cheating on me. That's not the issue. It's important to get that out of the way before I tell you what's going on. So I've been going out with this girl since October, so about 4 months. A few months ago, she told me about this weird guy in her class that had been blatantly hitting on her. She told me about some of the weird sort of creepy things that he was trying to do to get her attention, and we had a bit of a laugh, et cetera, et cetera. He's going through the same language program as her in college, and he is in another class with her this semester. A couple of weeks ago, we were hanging out, and she says something about her friend that she studies with, and lo and behold, it's the weirdo. And lately, he's been going over to her apartment and studying with her. Yep, just her and the guy who's been trying to get into her pants for the past couple of months alone in her apartment studying. Now, as I already mentioned, I know that she's not cheating on me. I know her well enough to know that she's not a cheater, so it's not that that's irritating me. What's irritating me is that she's naive enough to trust this guy who really wants to be her quote-unquote friend. Seriously, I regrettably have been that guy before. I've never caused a girl to cheat on her boyfriend, but I've definitely made friends with a girl before fully being aware that sooner or later the relationship was going to end and I can move in for the kill. I know it was stupid of me. I never got with the girl, and I won't ever do it again. But still, I'm a realist. I know that this guy is not after a friendship. Anyone with any common sense at all knows exactly what this guy is after. So what's the deal here? Am I being stupid for being kind of irritated, or do I have a valid point here? Ever been in this situation before? And Herman, all I can say is that I think it's true. It truly comes down to a matter of you're not upset with her or upset with the guy or think that anything's going on. You are questioning and upset about her judgment because you two had laughed about this guy and poked fun at him and kind of brushed him off as just this idiot who was hitting on her in class. But at the end of the day, it was her judgment to allow that private study time, and that's what you're upset about. And I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. As long as, you know, you can certainly question her judgment and be upset or angry at her judgment, but it does sound like it's fairly harmless. So I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Doc, I think you're exactly right. And I think Thingfish has a pretty good point, too. Of course, you have a valid point. The guy is just biding his time. I would bring this up to your girlfriend as soon as possible and try to nip this issue in the bud. She may not do anything, but that is not to say it will stop him. You don't want that type of situation on your hands. And here's the other thing. This guy may be a player. He may be a player. He may just have the nerdy little thing going on, and he's waiting for you to step in and go, I've had enough of this, and pull the jealous boyfriend act, and then he can come in and clean up the pieces. So be very careful how you handle this. One way that I saw it handled was to just meet the guy somewhere without the other guy knowing that you were going to show up, and just have a friendly conversation about how important that you take your relationship with her, and that you have a shovel and a bag of lime in your pickup truck.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, it is that tight wire, because if you directly confront the girlfriend here, the sticky issue, obviously, is that you're accusing her then, it appears that you're accusing her of something that she's not necessarily doing. And that can obviously lead to a far bigger argument of why don't you trust me and what's wrong with our relationship where you can't trust me and yada, yada, yada. So it is that tight rope. But definitely remind the gentleman that you do keep your rifle cleaned on a regular basis. I think that's an important point to bring up in that conversation.
She can do anything she wants to if there's no ring on that finger. I just want to point that out. Once there's a ring on that finger, you have legal right to pound heads and say, no, no. So that's just something you might want to plan on, go shopping soon. If you'd like to comment on this, it's in the relationships forum. Am I just being stupid, or would you be irritated too?
And this next topic, I picked it because I thought of you, Spencer, and I know how insane you get when you see people driving with their cell phones and talking on their cell phones and texting on their cell phones while they're driving. And I came across this in the Breaking News Forum, the Breaking General News Forum, and this is posted by Wolf241E. And apparently, and I won't read the article, I think it's just suffice it to say, apparently this guy was driving, and he witnessed a woman driving while breastfeeding and talking on the phone. So it's not like she was just texting someone or she was talking on the phone, or that she was singularly breastfeeding, which I think is the most ridiculous thing you could ever possibly think of doing while you're driving. What's going on here? And I cracked up about this, and I thought directly of you, Spencer, and I'm trying to get your thought on this.
Oh, my God. You know what would really piss me off is now I've got to talk on my cell phone in my car to call the police on you, and I would do it. Doc, what is wrong with people? What is so People have no concept of what a ton and a half or 2 ton vehicle slamming into another vehicle at 60 miles an hour or 120 miles an hour if you head on somebody would do. I mean, that baby is not an airbag. And if you had that baby between you and the airbag when it went off, oh yeah, you'd have a nice cushion. The baby would be squished. And it's not worth it. People just don't think. And this lady wasn't even remorseful. She was even pissed off that somebody had caught her doing it and called the police. The stupidity of this just blows me away, Doc. What do you think?
Well, you know, I'm of the philosophy. I mean, I understand that women need to feed their children. I don't think anybody's debating the urgency or the relevance of that. You know, where they choose to do it ultimately is always up for debate, and there's always, you know, some issue in the workplace or some issue in public and somebody's offended. And as a country, I think we can kind of just get over that. I mean, they're boobs. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's a mother feeding a child. We all have done it at some point or another. Like, I'm of the essence of saying get over it. But in this case, you know, I mean, it was the same outrage of when who was it? Britney Spears, I think, was driving with her kid on her lap, you know, and granted she's smoking a cigarette and doing all this other stuff. But it's just, I think Wolf 24-1E, the original poster, sums it up. He's like, wow, this is one of those truly baffling stories. I'm a great multitasker, but this seems to me like it's a bit extreme. And I think that's the whole, it's like, how far do you want to push this stuff? And again, it just goes directly to the judgment of the mother. Spencer, you're absolutely right. I mean, if she were to hit somebody, if there were some sort of accident, even if a car just bumped her front or rear bumper and set off that airbag, what would have happened? You know, then the woman probably wouldn't have thought it was so funny. She'd be crying, you know, oh, people won't let me breastfeed my baby while I'm driving and they set off my airbag and I'm going to sue them now. Well, it's like, start taking some personal responsibility, and for crying out loud, let's get some common sense here, people. Jesus.
Okay, our next topic, as if we didn't rant enough that last little go-round, is in the rant column. It's called Judge Me by Mr. Lizard. Doc, you want to cover this one?
Yeah, I thought this was kind of interesting, and this comes in from Mr. Lizard. He says, okay, I don't usually wander into the rant thread, but I want some feedback on my actions. Last night, and I'll basically sum up the story, he was in a bar, and there was this kind of bully skinhead guy, you know, big muscly guy. Apparently he ran into this guy in a wheelchair, and the guy in the wheelchair said something to him. And so the guy flipped the guy in the wheelchair onto his side. And then just walked away and had a chuckle with his friends and just sat down at the bar and kept drinking. And the guy, you know, Mr. Lizard says that, you know, he's a kind of skinny guy and he's not a fighter. He's not, you know. And so he felt awful that he wasn't able to say anything. And I think we've all been in those positions where it's like, is it really that big of an issue at this point for me to get my butt kicked to over this? So at the end of the day, what he decided to do on his way out is he set a pint glass kind of with mixed liquor and just kind of gross pub water, I guess you could call it, right behind the guy's head. He put on his coat, did everything, and on his way out just flicked the glass and it spilled all over the skinhead. And he's wondering, was that appropriate? He's asking us to judge him now. And I say, man, look, at the end of the day, if you ruined the skinhead's night, so be it. That's fantastic. If he had to be sticky and covered in crappy beer for the rest of the evening, I think that's fantastic. You go, sir.
I'm just appalled at the way some people treat other human beings. I mean, the guy was obviously unable to defend himself. And the poster, Mr. Lizard, you know, he's not one of these big muscly guys. He can't just walk up and go, here, let me break a chair over your head, which was probably, you know, you'd like to do at that point. And evidently the bouncers didn't care about any of that. That's a tough call. I mean, I think he did the right thing. You know, I mean, the right thing being he didn't get his ass kicked. But what can you do? I mean, the frustration that you feel and the injustice, the screaming out for something to be done against someone who's an idiot like that. I can understand his frustration with that. And what can you do? But, you know, a lot of people aren't judging. A lot of people are saying, don't blame you a bit. For example, in NYK537 posted, one of the forum moderators, don't blame you a bit. I have to say, though, I'm not one for bullying, especially against those who are weaker or disadvantaged. Things would have escalated quickly had I been there, regardless of the brute's size.
Well, and that's just the thing. I mean, I think at the end of the day, you do need to protect yourself. I worked as a bouncer at a bar in downtown Manhattan for a while. And those situations came up all the time. It was like, you know, where do you draw that line where things need to get physical or where things need to escalate to that next level? And you really need to pick and choose those things carefully. I mean, obviously, if the guy's, you know, posing a threat to people in the bar and is threatening and harassing people in the bar, you gotta take some action. You got to do what you got to do. But, you know, at the same time, that you do have to establish a line and follow that line. Otherwise, you know, you'd just be in bigger trouble than you were in the first place.
You were a bouncer, huh? Go, Doc. Go, Doc. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's right. I was actually a bouncer at CBGB's, you know, the home of punk rock. So I had my various run-ins with the skinheads, and they are not an amicable crew, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, no. You probably just need a nice little stick. Whack. Yeah, I was actually a bouncer, too, at Barnes & Noble last week. soccer moms are crazy, man. Crazy. They're crazy.
those nuts. They're nuts, I tell you, nuts.
We will be back with more of the BTS Mix Show in just a second.
Hi, this is Spencer Tracy along with my partner Doc Hancock, and we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com, along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix, and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show have all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with host Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host, Doc Hancock. And would you please remember to star, flag, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
We have broken the tyranny of winter. Germinate and begin to grow.
And welcome back, everybody, to the BTS Mix Show. Spencer and I have just been fending off some ravenous soccer moms. They were coming to attack us. So we're back and a little bruised, a little scuffed up, but none the worse for the wear.
Man, I'm loving the beatdown we got from the soccer moms. Yeah, baby.
Vicious, I tell you. They're vicious. Sharp, pointy teeth.
Speaking of vicious, let's talk about the crazy people over at PETA. This is in another rant forum. The PETA, and then I'll skip the abbreviations or whatever, the anagrams. The mentality, let me just preface this by saying, the mentality of the people at PETA who recently announced that they would like to sell George Clooney's sweat as a flavored tofu, and we're serious about it. This is the kind of mentality of the people that we're dealing with. So I preface this story by saying, here we go. This was originally posted by Super Revo Man. There we go. Okay, that's what the way I'm pronouncing it, and I'm sticking to it. Okay. I am sure there are plenty of pro-anti-PETA posts out there, but I can't contain myself any longer. I received an email so incredibly idiotic, it made my head spin. Apparently PETA is angry at Canada, yes, Canada, because of their practice of hunting seals with clubs. I'm here to say, who gives a... Okay? No one should care what Canadians do in their own damn country. Are these people so incredibly bored that this is what they have resorted to in order to entertain themselves? People like this are the reason many other countries view Americans as pompous idiots. Here's the link they sent me. And they'll have the posted right there. Oh, let me read that again. Here is the link they sent me. It should send you right to the post. Click on it, and they've got a little post right underneath that. And, of course, this is something that I wanted to comment on down here a little bit later, because someone actually said these are the Inuit Indians that actually are the Eskimo, well, you can call them Eskimos if you want, who actually hunt. And it's a very small group of the North. Not all of Canada says, hey, let's take off this Sunday, grab our baseball bats and club some baby seals, which is, you know, what Johnski posted a little bit later in this thread. It's okay to have a pet cause. It really is. But enough already, really?
Well, and that cuts to the heart of it. I mean, I think it's safe to say we can all agree that the cruelty and maltreatment of animals, you know, is something that obviously I think America in general advocates, even though, you know, some of its own practices are questionable. And PETA in theory is a decent organization, but it goes to that initial thing of, if you want people to take you seriously as an organization, do serious things and stop it with all the, you know, these ridiculous things that PETA does to get attention, but it undermines their entire organization and their entire intention for being formed in the first place. You know, it seems that they're more about the game now of you know, Paris Hilton style of press, as opposed to actually, you know, supporting their organization and for, you know, advocating on behalf of their plight. This is just ridiculous. And look, sure, it's not cool to club baby seals, but if these guys have been hunting, you know, it makes Canadians all seem like baby seal clubbers. And man, how do you kill a seal with a club in the first place? You must have to be pretty badass with a club if you're going to do that. That's crazy.
Before people get too uninformed, Daveud posted this. They don't club anything. They use hack-a-picks to kill the seals. Well, I guess that's a little bit faster than the other thing. They don't kill baby seals. Their own cultural customs require them to kill the adults, along with some laws that were passed some time ago. Number four, seals are way overpopulated due to the lack of predators and are destabilizing the ecosystem in northern Canada and need to be culled. There's no reason at all that seals should be protected. PETA is a religion, he says. Seals aren't farmed. They live free. And I will eat anything and consume anything that isn't human if it is useful. Well, there you go. Interesting post. And if you have some comments on this that you would like to post, please feel free to do so. Also, I would like to say that I really don't give a flip what Ashley Judd says about wolf hunting in Alaska, and I don't think anyone else does. But Ashley, in case you're listening to this, because there was this big hoo-ha on Paris Hilton about Ashley Judd says, you need to stop it, you mean old Governor Palin. You need to stop those hunting of wolves. All I got to say is, Ashley, you became irrelevant a long time ago. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. No. Enjoy, bye-bye. Yeah.
Enjoy the complimentary snacks and beverages.
Yeah. Enjoy the seal meat in the lobby. Thank you very much. All right. Let's jump over to religion, faith, and theology. Do you think you can go to hell for indirectly causing a death? And this is an interesting post. I mean, I thought this was a pretty good thinker. It's by Green Bickman.
Yeah, you know, and it's one of those great posts that poses kind of black and white ethical questions to, I think, create a further discussion. And do you think you can go to hell for indirectly causing death? And his first example is, let's say you own Company X. Company X lays off a worker. The worker, being distraught from mental anguish, is driving home, crying, gets into an accident, and dies. Does the person that owns Company X go to hell? Next example. Okay, same scenario, but worker doesn't die driving home. Worker is forced to get a job at a 7-Eleven to pay his bills in the meantime. Worker gone when kids come home after school because of odd hours working now. On the kids' way home, since no one was at the bus stop, someone comes by and murders the kids. Now, the second example might be a little extreme, but in terms of the first example, would the company be responsible for that? And I think it all comes down to, I think, the greatest legal clause ever presented in the history of humanity, and that's free will and what we choose to do and the decisions that we choose to make that affect ourselves and those directly around us. For whatever reason, the company had to lay somebody off. I mean, look, the reason why I couldn't do the show last week is because I actually got laid off from my job. Now, being in that fit of confusion and perhaps some rage and some anger and you're not sure what's happening and you feel like your world's crashing in on you, maybe then is not the best time to get into a car, and you have to have your own personal judgment to do that. Now, if I did drive home and I got into an accident because of that, whose fault is that? I mean, you shouldn't drive while you're drunk. Is it the beer manufacturer's problem if you drive home drunk and run into a tree and kill yourself? No, it's your fault because you decided to make those decisions. So as evil or as nice as the company may or may not have been, unfortunately, it's little to do with their actions there, unfortunately.
Of course, the question is, can you go to hell? Well, it depends on what your definition of hell is, and if there are rules that govern who goes and who doesn't, then the decision you probably made way before this will determine whether you go to hell or not. However, I do believe there's a warm, toasty room set up for Bernie Madoff. I do. Deep down in my heart, I know that guy is going to cook. Here's another thing. I mean, would you commit suicide if you fired a bunch of people and they got pissed and brought guns to work and shot you? Is that like committing suicide? I mean, it's the same question. It goes back to exactly what Doc said. It has to do with free will, I think. So it's an interesting think, but there's some other turns in this particular one that you have to consider also. But like I said, if you have something you'd like to post in this forum, it is in the Religious Faith and Theology. Do you think you can go to hell for indirectly causing a death?
And this next post that we have is in our general chit-chat forum. And Spencer, why don't you go ahead and take this one? This one's up your alley.
Well, I'm glad it's up my alley. You bet.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
I've just seen something that...
Well, actually it is. And I actually did some research on this. And this was originally posted by Pocamp. And why is the moon so red tonight? I'm a 49-year-old man and have never seen the moon so red. It's already high in the sky. It's crimson. Anybody else see this? I'm just west of Colorado Springs in the mountains. And this was originally posted, if today's the 16th, it was posted on the 13th. I don't think there were any eclipses at that point, but it may have been something in the atmosphere. You know, when volcanic eruptions happen and things like that, particles get suspended in the atmosphere. And when the moon comes up, the light actually shines through our atmosphere and will give the moon a certain hue. And it's kind of interesting because it can turn almost blood red, not quite blood red. That would require a lot more pollution than we have in the atmosphere right now. But, that's usually what happens. But it's kind of interesting.
Or it could be the rose-colored glasses, you hippie. Get off that marijuana.
I'm not wearing glasses. It's just my rose-colored eyeballs. And here's something kind of interesting that I ran across, Doc, too, that, I mean, if you study biblical prophecy, let's say, and you know in the book of Revelation and certain other books, it talks about the moon being turned blood red. It's kind of interesting. Actually, I think it's turned, the sun's black as sackcloth, moon's blood red, something like that. Anyway, there are going to be four lunar eclipses which will occur on the annual holidays of Passover and Sukkot in the years 2014 and 2015, and two solar eclipses on 1st of Nisan and the Feast of Trumpets, which are Jewish holidays, obviously. Very exceedingly rare occurrences, especially when they dovetail right into what some people believe are the end of days. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And if you do a Google search on, red moon or blood moon and feast days, you'll probably pull up some articles on that, but that's kind of interesting, and that'll happen. We've still got a little bit of time left, it looks like, Doc. 2014 and 2015 is when that's going to happen.
Yeah, I got time. And you see, Spencer, this is why this was exactly right up your alley. I knew you would have something very interesting to add to it.
Well, thank you. Hey, we've got something interesting to do right now, Doc, and it's called the BTS Mix Screen Test.
Woohoo! Can't wait. And this one's all you, Spencer. You told me that you have a sound clip. Is that accurate?
I do have a sound clip. It is an artist. We would like to know who is this actress, and it will be worth 5,000 BTS points to the first correct poster. Are you ready?
Yeah, roll the clip.
Here we go.
It was stamina, because you arrive often, if you had a big prosthetic day, at 4:30 in the morning, and you'd fall asleep to some intensely violent Korean film and wake up and you were 110, knowing that the clock was ticking on the pieces of plastic on your face, that they could drip off at any minute.
You know, I really, really want to spend some time with a woman like that.
Awesome.
All right, so who is that actress? If you know, it's worth 5,000 BTS points to you.
Sounds easy enough. Good luck, everybody.
And that does it for this edition of the BTS Mix Show. We're so glad that you joined us, and we're so glad to be back. Doc, I missed you, buddy. And, of course, my thoughts go out to you and yours, and I know yours go out to mine and mine. Does that make sense?
It's all mutual, baby. It's all mutual.
We'd like to wish everyone a happy St. Patrick's Day.
Where today everyone is a little bit Irish.
That's right. Have a good time, everybody. Celebrate.
Cool. Well, for this edition of the BTS Mix Show, I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.